You hear that music, that means Kelis Robinette's coming up this segment from the Kansas City Star and Wichita Eagle. We'll go around college basketball at 5:25. Look back at what happened last night. Boy, one guy, the kids say he was eating. Jonathan Motley. Jonathan Motley last night for Baylor. I also really enjoy that Mitch Fortner called tonight's game between 2-3 Kansas State and 0-5 Oklahoma State a soap opera in Stillwater. A soap opera.
Well, it is one of those games that you feel like there's going to be a lot of coaching or shots of the coaching staffs, you know, between plays. We're going to see a lot of Brad Underwood on our TVs tonight because ESPNU knows just as well as we do that Brad Underwood is a former K-Stater.
I would think that that's the case, but at the same time, there's a part of me that wonders if it's just like what I've talked about multiple times here, how we always, the last couple of years, have thought the football seasons have been real dramatic with lots of ups and downs, and then had Stanton Weber just tell me, like, hey, man, it really wasn't that big a deal inside the walls there. I feel like the Brad Underwood situation could be another one of those where it's like, you know, there's a portion of the fan base that's very vocal about it, and I was even surprised how wide-reaching it was when the hire happened at Oklahoma State, but maybe it's just in our own little bubble, and it's really not all that big of a deal much outside of it.
Maybe. But I think things penetrate the walls with the basketball team a little bit more than the football team. That's just my observation.
I would agree with that. We'll talk a little bit more about just that at 4:40. But for right now, we've got Kelis Robinette with us from the Kansas City Star and Wichita Eagle. He is on his way to cover the game tonight between K-State and Oklahoma State. The Wildcats are not the favorite in this one right now, a 3 or 4 point underdog, Kelis, depending on where you look. Do you still think that this qualifies as a must-win game for the Wildcats?
Well, maybe not quite to that territory, but you're getting close. Lose this game, and even though it might not be a season-defining type thing, you're kind of putting yourself in a hole. You got to win a game that you're certainly not expected to win later to make up for it. I was kind of trying to play with the numbers earlier day to figure out, okay, what's the best case scenario for these guys? What would it take for them to get to, 10 conference wins, 11 conference wins, that kind of stuff? And it's hard to see them getting too far above 500 in this league without doing things like sweeping Oklahoma State, sweeping Oklahoma, sweeping Texas. It's going to be hard to get any wins against Kansas, West Virginia, and Baylor. You got to get the wins where they're available. And when you're going up against a winless team in the conference, which Oklahoma State is, even in a building where K-State traditionally hasn't had luck at all, it's a game you really need to win if you're serious about making the NCAA tournament and challenging for an upper division finish.
So should Oklahoma State be the favorite? You think they're the right team that is the Vegas favorite right now?
I think so, just based on location. I mean, the more research I do on this game, maybe I like Kansas State overall a little bit better, but these teams mirror each other in so many ways. They have some strengths, they have some weaknesses, but the biggest thing is it just seems like when both of them get in close games, not a team really knows how to handle it, how to make winning plays. I mean, that's why Oklahoma State is 0-5 in conference play. They could have beat Texas. They could have beat Baylor. They could have beaten Kansas. They've been in every game other than the West Virginia one. And talking with Brad Underwood this week, he just really lamented the fact that they couldn't close those out and curiously took pretty much the exact opposite mindset that Bruce Weber has after some of these games, just saying it's completely unacceptable. If you're tied with 2 minutes left in a game, you have to win. It doesn't matter who the opponent is, where it is. And that was just, you can tell, it's just really eating at them that they can't close these games out. He, you know, Bruce talks a little bit different game in those situations, but it's eating at him too. So, game, I'd say it's more, I think it's more of a 1 or 2 point spread more than four, but these teams are very much alike, and it'll, if it's tied with 2 minutes to go, it could be very fascinating to see which team can make the plays.
Oklahoma State is 10-7, and as you mentioned, 0-5 in the Big 12. But when you look at them on paper, they are a lot better than the record shows. I mean, do you think they are being taken as seriously as they should be by K-State going into this one?
I think so. I can't imagine anyone on Kansas State's roster looks at this game and overlooks the opponent. I mean, where they are right now, under .500 in league play. They need a win any way they can get it. So I would assume they look at this team and say they're going to be tough. We got to give them our best effort because, I mean, they went to Oklahoma State last year with Travis Ford as coach, with no Phil Forte, and was Jawoon even? I mean, Evans might have even been hurt for that game too. I can't totally remember.
But he was out.
He was out. Okay, yeah. And Jeffrey Carroll wasn't playing near the way he is right now. So basically, they were down their best three players in that game and their current coach, and still couldn't find a way to win that game. So the Gallagher-Iba Arena has just been a place of horrors for Kansas State. Bruce Weber's never won there. So I would think they would go into this game thinking it's going to be as hard as any other opposition.
Talking with Kellis Robinette here on the game. You know, we were sort of discussing this when you were coming on, Kellis, but, I mean, obviously, I think to some extent there is perhaps a little bit more pressure with this game just because it is Brad Underwood. It's the first time that you're playing him since there was a pretty big uproar from the fan base when he was hired at Oklahoma State. Even though, obviously, K-State didn't have an opening, it's easy to see why people were frustrated about that situation. Do you think that really does add any kind of pressure? Do we make too much of that? Is it purely just a fan thing and won't really have any tangible effect if they do lose to him?
Well, I think it does add pressure, certainly from the fan perspective. If Kansas State loses this game and they're Oklahoma State's first win in the conference against the coach that some people wanted to be at Kansas State right now, then, yeah, that's not going to be very pleasant to see on social media and other things. So there's certainly some pressure from that aspect. I think Bruce Weber felt it last year. I think he knows that this is a game that he, I mean, whenever you see other people saying someone else should have your job, that's got to fire you up a little bit. And he can say maybe he ignored it or whatever, but I'm sure he knows about it. And deep down, if you could ask him about it, I'm sure he'd tell you that there's some added motivation for him to win this game. I wouldn't think so with the players, though. I mean, nobody on this roster, maybe they've met Brad Underwood before, but nobody here played for him. DJ Johnson, the oldest guy, was recruited by Weber, wasn't on any of Frank Martin's team. So I don't know how much internal pressure there will be from the players, but coaching-wise, at least in the back of their mind, they gotta at some level understand there's a little bit extra riding on this game.
Kellis, you mentioned that these two teams are really similar when you look at them from a schematical standpoint, statistically. Is there anywhere, any position that you do think K-State has an advantage that they can try to exploit tonight?
Well, I like them inside just because I don't think Oklahoma State has a player as physical as DJ Johnson. I know their big guys had some success at Kansas over the weekend, and especially Solomon, I guess, had a really big second half here in line. So, but Kansas, they've only got really one big guy, Landon Lucas. He doesn't exactly play the same way DJ Johnson does. I think if Kansas State's going to win this game, they're going to have to go to DJ, and he's going to have to give them kind of what he gave Kansas State on Saturday against Baylor, maybe not 20 points, but a good, strong effort. He's going to have to stay on the floor, and then the big question will be how much support can he get around him. You know, Wesley Wundu can't go 1-for-9 or 2-for-7 like he has the last two games. Kansas State's going to win here. They're going to need all hands on deck.
Yeah, I'll ask you the same question before I let you go, Kellis, that we were kind of kicking around, and it's branching off of that. You know, Wundu's been the guy lately in clutch situations that's had the ball in his hands, you know, late in the game. And it hasn't worked out real well as of late. If you're Bruce Weber, who would you want to draw something up for if you need a basket with, say, 30 seconds left tonight in a tie game?
Well, I would probably still go with Wesley, even though that's kind of your question was misleading away from him, given his recent struggles. But, I mean, they had it set. They had a play set up pretty well in Lawrence where Wesley was driving and Dean was out there in a pick-and-pop kind of spot, and the play worked. He just missed. I think that's probably where you want to go if you could choose two guys to shoot that last shot. It's either Dean or Wesley. Or maybe even, you know, you abandon all that and go inside to DJ. That would be another option, but even though Wesley has struggled the last couple times, in a situation like that where the defense is going to be bogged down, situations. You want a guy who can drive, and Wesley has proven to be their best ball handler this season, and they've even asked him to run some points late this season. So that's probably the way I would go, but by the same token, I wouldn't necessarily say, hey, Wesley, you have to shoot this, you have to drive, because they've got other options. I think that's one thing that maybe gets overlooked late in games. Kamau can shoot it, Barry can shoot it, Dean can shoot it, DJ's a low post presence. It doesn't just have to be the one guy. Maybe you can drive in but look for the kick out. I think even though you maybe want it in Wesley's hands, you got to have a full team logic to go into it.
Well, Kellis, appreciate the time as always. What's the soundtrack on the road trip to Stillwater?
Soundtrack on the way to Stillwater. Well, much Real Big Fish as I can listen to.
That's kind of what I was going for. We led you in with
you know,
that.
Actually, lately I've just been panning the radio. It's been very disappointing, so maybe I will have to cue some of that up.
Okay. All right. Well, just curious there. Kellis, appreciate the time, man. Safe travels, and we'll see you this weekend for West Virginia.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. There's Kellis Robinette with us from the Kansas City Star, Wichita Eagle, here on the game. Yes.
I would have to imagine there's probably maybe less than a 1% chance of finding Real Big Fish on the radio in Oklahoma.
I think you can remove probably and maybe. Like, there's a 0% chance of finding.
Is there a much bigger chance of finding it on the radio in Kansas other than at the beginning of this segment?
I mean, you could probably just leave on the radio, period. I don't know. Do people play Sell Out? That'd be the only thing I could think. I think Sell Out was, or Take On Me. They did the cover of Take On Me. Like, those are both reasonably popular. Maybe like an AC station. I don't know. No one cares about this conversation. We'll go around college basketball at 5:25. Answer the poll question, which former K-State coach, Brad Underwood, Frank Martin, Lon Kruger, etc., is most painful to have coaching somewhere else? We'll get to the results of that, but coming up next, I do think we're making too much of one aspect of the game tonight, and we'll cover that coming up on the game.